This episode of Spawned is brought to you by Bitsbox, an engaging monthly subscription for kids that helps teach them to code in a super fun way and a great last-minute holiday gift. Visit bitsbox.com/coolmom and save 20% on any Bitsbox subscription with code COOLMOM.
Hello and welcome to Spawned, a common sense and hopefully fun discussion on parenting and parenting culture.
Hey, I'm Kristen Chase.
I'm Liz Gumbiner, and we're the co-founders of CoolMomPics.com.
On today's episode of Spawned, we're going to be sharing the best holiday humor. Yes, we're going to laugh today, we promise, from around the web.
And the best part is some of it wasn't even meant to be funny.
Uh-oh.
And then, of course, we'll share our cool picks of the week. But, Kristen, I'm glad we're doing this because, I don't know about you, I need to laugh this week.
I need so much laughter. I needed laughter, like, for the last 2 months. So, hopefully, in this one episode, no pressure, Liz, but in this episode, we're going to make up for everything that has happened in the last 8 weeks, and we're going to make everyone laugh.
Consider this your humorous mental health break, and we will put the links up on Cool Mom Picks if you want more information on some of the stuff we're talking about. But you know what? We all got to like let loose and laugh a little.
The links will be there so when you have your crazy relatives visiting, when your children are bitching about the toys.
Sneak into the bathroom with a laptop.
Exactly. Just open up one of the links and laugh it all away. All right. So what do we have first here, Liz?
So the first thing, I love this. Twitter to me is a combination of like political insanity and comedians.
That's the best description. They should use that when they try to describe themselves to people who have never heard of Twitter.
So I basically have kind of separate categories, and I do have one feed that's entirely for comedy. Sometimes I need the break and I just need to see like what funny people are saying. Unfortunately, all the funny people are talking about politics.
Yeah, it's a nice way to cut through all the crap that's going on. It's like, ooh, awful, awful, awful. Oh, a funny tweet.
Well,
yay!
If they could be funny about that, that's good too. But we actually found a post from Crave Online, and they had rounded up the funniest 40 Christmas tweets. And I wouldn't say that all of them are the funniest ever, but you know, it's good link bait. And some of these are really funny.
What's your favorite one?
Well, the one that pops out to me is from somebody called Shut Up Mike. And he says, the older you get, the more holidays become about keeping your father off a ladder.
God, that's so true.
What's your favorite?
All right. Well, the one that I love, he is at Sam Grittner, G-R-I-T-T-N-E-R. And by the way, we are not held responsible for the things that they tweet. Otherwise, like, we're just looking at their funny tweets on this link. So hopefully they're also like really funny and not crazy on all their other tweets. But this one says, every year for Christmas, I ask Satan to cure me of my dyslexia.
That's from Sam Grittner. That's so funny. And right above it, this is one I really like. This is a guy named Frank Lowe, who I follow. He's Gay at Home Dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said, you'll like this one. Multicolored lights are the Crocs of Christmas.
Amen, sister.
We have a total hatred of multicolored lights in my home. And this year I was like early. I went out and got some extra strand of lights at CVS. I got the white ones. They were awesome. And when I brought them back home, one of the boxes had been opened and the strand was literally like broken in half with the wire sticking
out. How does
out.
That happen?
I know. I went back the first thing the next morning and they were like, sorry, all the white lights are already sold out. Mm-hmm. See? So in Brooklyn, they get it too. Multicolored lights are the Crocs of Christmas.
Meanwhile, that's what I have on my tree because you know what? I let my kids choose the lights. And 2 years ago, they chose purple. So I feel like multicolored is a step up from purple Christmas tree lights.
You're a nicer mom than me. I'm like, white, damn it. Like the kids have no say.
Right. Well, I mean, as parents, like we have no say in anything in our lives anymore. It's like everything is dictated when we wake up, when we go to bed. So I guess you're just putting your foot down, Liz. You have your one thing. It's your white Christmas lights. Congratulations.
Okay. I'm going to tell you another story. This wasn't on our list of things to discuss, but it's funny. I just put it up on Instagram at mom101. So we were going through our Christmas ornaments this year, and it's a combination of ornaments from our travels and stuff the kids have made and special little things we get for them each year. We talked about this a few weeks ago on Christmas traditions. So what we found was a series of peg dolls my kids had hand-painted when they were younger to look like all the Harry Potter characters.
Oh.
And so they pull one out and they start shrieking, Mom! Mom! I'm like, what's wrong? And I ran in and they go, look! And they hold up this peg doll and kill me, it's the spitting image of Donald Trump.
I'm going to go look at this right now because I need to determine whether this is true.
It is so funny.
Wait, is it on your Instagram page?
Yeah, it's on at mom101.
All right. We'll put this up too. We'll put the image up.
They said it's supposed to be Ron Weasley.
Oh, poor Ron Weasley.
And so I'm trying to
oh
get
my
like
God.
A- Right? It does look like Trump.
It totally looks like Donald Trump.
My kids were very upset. They're like, he cannot be near our tree. So I'm going to get a red Sharpie and just color in his hair and put on some freckles.
Yeah, the hair is killer. I mean, everything pretty much about it. He has no nose. He has no ears.
His hair is the color of golden corn.
That is awesome. Oh my
it's
gosh.
Funny.
Listeners, wait until you see this photo. It is truly hilarious.
So talk to us about the video we found this year because I love this.
Okay, so pretty much everyone in the world has heard of Hamilton. If you haven't, please go listen, find it. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music. We love Hamilton. And of course, there had to be some sort of Hamilton parody going around. And this one in particular is called Hamildolph. And so it's a mashup parody of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Hamilton. And first of all, it's completely a cappella, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. No instruments. And it's really clever and funny. I think I laughed the whole way through.
It's by a Utah a cappella group called Eclipse Six. And they're kind of like Straight No Chaser. Like, remember when Straight No Chaser was out with their big 12 Days of Christmas
yes.
mashup?
Yes.
And so it reminds me of that. But it's so funny. Can we play a little bit
yes,
of it?
Yes, absolutely. All right, so let's play a little.
How does a young buck reindeer, one who was constantly mocked and dropped in the middle of a forgotten island full of misfit toys where nobody could tell you what his name is, grow up to be the one who's the most famous?
The same reindeer who led Santa through the fog and wind, globe-trotting by not letting fear stop him, got treated like a dog and made it a tough slog. And he
the lyrics, I mean, we've watched it so many times, like, how does a young buck reindeer. Give me some snaps, Liz. Who was constantly mocked.
I'm a white girl. I'm not good at
this. Liz is like, like, what do you mean snaps? Do you want me to take your photo, Krista?
I'm Carlton in the Fresh Prince right now. Do you tie a yellow ribbon, I'd be like totally on the beat.
But I love it. They're like, who was constantly mocked and dropped in the middle of an island full of misfit toys. I mean, come on. It doesn't even rhyme and it's funny still.
Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's really good. It's really worth good. Watching. You guys will love it. We played it over and over. So that's a great pick.
Okay, so every year on Cool Mom Picks, we do the funniest Christmas cards. And I have to say, I say we, and by we, I mean you, Liz.
We do it for Christmas, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Actually, we didn't do a Christmas one this year. Maybe we need to do it quickly. But if you go back and look at our 2014 funniest Christmas cards, this is one of my favorites. They are so great. A lot of these are just Etsy artists who are hilarious.
Yes.
So one of my favorites, it's from a little shop called Uncooked. And it says, if I was Santa, I'd probably skip your house this year. Not because you've been bad or anything. I just hate your house.
That's awesome.
I know.
The thing is, like, 2 years ago, I don't know, are we still sending paper cards? I feel like that we've gone so much with the e-cards. It's hard to do, you know, like, they're all Etsy artists and they sell these paper cards. So you really have to think in advance to get them.
But... Oh, I've gotten so few cards this year. I think people are either just super depressed. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think you just stop, Liz. I think just
no
stop
No one's sending
there.
Out cards this year. Well, one of the other favorite ones on here is from Emily McDowell, who we adore everything she
her.
Does.
Yeah.
And it says, season's greetings from Holidayville. And it looks like kind of a vintage little map. And the places are labeled, why am I still eating these pecans park? And sausage in a little mailbox square. Questionable sparkly outfit field. And freaking pine needles everywhere street.
She's awesome.
Oh, and the river is called Somebody Please Take This Fruitcake River.
Fruitcake.
So these are really good. We try not to do just like all the porny ones and find actually really, really funny
ones. I know. There's like 14 of them that have farts. And well, my favorite is the one from Finch and Hare.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Santa Kiss holiday card. All it says on the front is, oh, we did more than kiss. and then it has like hyphen Santa. It's my favorite. I love that one. It's so clever.
My kids are still very curious about that song.
My kids hate that
song.
They
have lots of questions about mommy kissing Santa Claus. And I try to explain it's her lover or partner or father or something who's dressed as Santa Claus. They're like, why would he dress as Santa Claus? And then that leads into questions I can't answer.
And then you need to listen to our old podcast.
What do you tell kids about Santa? And by the way, I found out my kids actually are on Team Santa this year.
Oh,
they're little.
All of them?
Well, not the 12-year-old, but my 11 and 9-year-old and definitely the 7-year-old.
Oh, that's good.
And I think they're a little like on the fence, but they're going with it because my daughter last week said to me, Mom, 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour, and 4 minutes until Santa comes. And I was like, oh, I guess Santa's coming. And he comes at 7 p.m.
You better get your Jingle Bell slippers out, Liz, so you can prance through the apartment.
They better get to bed early this year if he's coming at 7. Okay, so what else is funny that we found on the web?
Okay, so I think we just basically were like, let's go look at Pinterest and see what we can find that's funny.
There is so much. I mean, just look up bad Christmas crafts.
Yeah, you don't have to work too hard, my friends, to find anything crazy.
Yeah, just look up Christmas crafts in general. So here's one of my favorites. First,
I just clicked the link and I can't even. I want to hear you try to describe this.
I don't even know if I'll do justice to it. Okay, so somebody took old tires, like actual car-sized tires, stacked them up like a Christmas tree, spray-painted them green, and put ornaments on it.
Why?
Presumably to go in their front yard next to the car that's up on blocks.
Exactly.
We also found it's under ugly sweater ideas, and I think she actually likes it.
Okay, so, and let's just say this. Like, have you noticed the transition that we've gone through, I think, over the last 2 years? Like, it used to be that ugly Christmas sweaters, you would make fun of them, and now they're totally a thing. And I say this because I have one, and I enjoy wearing it without irony, really. I just wear it.
Well, this one you would have to wear with irony because it's a sweater that a woman made, and across each breast is a giant white snowman face with googly eyes and an orange carrot sticking out where the nipples would be.
Yeah, I could not get away with that.
Where do you wear that, Kristen? Like, where could you wear that?
I don't even know. Like, you couldn't even really wear that, like, to, like, be silly with your kids. Like, I feel like some of the Christmas sweaters are kind of funny. Yeah, that one, I don't know what I would
do. Christmas at the strip club. Like, where could you wear that? Okay, here's another one that I love. I just couldn't stop laughing. So I think she did this kind of seriously, but she made Christmas ornaments out of her husband's chew cans. So it's like little
Wait. What cans?
Chew, like tobacco chew. So it's tins of Copenhagen long cut chew. And all she did was put glue on the bottoms and dip them in sparkles. I mean, at this point, you're just hanging garbage on your tree,
but
lady.
Chew cans?
And then the best part, she says she wants to make some earrings, too, out of them.
How do you go from Christmas ornaments to, like, oh, I think I'm going to make earrings?
Because they're sparkly. They're blingy, Kristen.
Oh, but God, like.
And you know what? Bless her. Like, I think it's awesome that she is, like, getting so much joy out of, like, sparkling everything in her home and hanging on the tree. I wish I was like
that. It causes cancer, but they make really great Christmas ornaments.
I bet she has multicolored lights, too.
Yeah. Now, Liz, that's just plain mean.
Oh, God, you guys. I mean, seriously, like, chewing tobacco, cans. Garbage on your tree.
And if you guys have any shotgun shells just, you know, laying around your house, you've got piles, you're like, what do I do with all these shotgun
Maybe
shells?
Maybe in the kids' room with the Legos.
Oh, we have crafts for you. We have crafts for you. How about shotgun shell lights for your tree?
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, if you guys have any shotgun shells, you know, just laying around piling up, you're like, what do I do with these? Can't put them out and recycle. Can't throw them away in the trash. You should be able to do something with them. Guess what? You can. You can make shotgun shell Christmas lights.
Oh my God.
Yes, there's a full tutorial on how to make them.
You know, just for those used shells that you keep with the Legos in the kids' junk drawer. You know, there's similarly, we saw beer bottle cap wreaths, which is a big thing on Pinterest, I guess.
Yeah.
Have a Pabst Blue Ribbon Christmas.
All right. Well, we will put some of these up on our Cool Mom Picks podcast page because as hard as we are trying to describe them to you, it's very hard, I have to say, to describe things.
And hey, maybe you guys will like them. I mean, maybe somebody has like an ugly wreath contest in their neighborhood and this would be of value. So we're helpers.
We are. We're helping something. I don't know what else. Okay. So what is this whole Williams Sonoma Sonoma thing. I did see this go around. He does this every year, right? Doesn't
he? Does
Drew Magary?
Yeah, Drew Magary. He writes for Deadspin, and he wrote the 2016 Hater's Guide to the Williams-Sonoma Catalog. Now, I will say, I actually like Williams-Sonoma a lot. I mean, there's so much good stuff, and I do like the peppermint bark. But he wrote a definitely NSFW article making fun of all the insane stuff that they really have. So he talks about the Antler Entertaining Collection, which is like...
it's a for real thing.
They look like giant... like, you would impale yourself when you reached across the table to grab the roast.
Yeah, because it's holding candles. It's like a candelabra.
Yes.
Essentially, but it looks like deer antlers, right?
And so he makes fun of it. He's like... that's $160 to stick a fucking antler in the center of your table like a deer ran into your home and hit under your dining room table, then heard a frightening noise and jumped up and impaled his stupid antler in your table. Festive. Then he says, anyway, if I'm putting any antlers on the table, they're going to be real. None of these poser antlers for me. I'm taking down Bambi's mom then making her head the centerpiece of my turkey dinner. Eat up, children. Don't mind the deer head looking into your soul.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, I love Williams-Sonoma, too. I probably don't own one thing from Williams-Sonoma, but I have to say, he rips it up. Like, some of this stuff is like a table runner. Like, what's wrong with the table runner?
I know. Well, I actually have a fondue set from Williams-Sonoma.
Oh, and he totally mocks it.
And he totally mocks a fondue set. He's so funny, and it's true. He says, listen to me, you shameless fondue mongers. There's a reason no fondue pot on earth has been used since 1988. Fondue is a complete pain in the ass. I have three small children. You really think it's a good idea for me to hand them very sharp forks and then put a fucking cauldron of boiling hot cheese on the table within their reach? Are you fucking insane? I still have scars on my arm from the great beef fondue incident of 85 at my parents' house.
Oh my goodness. That is so awesome.
So again, sorry, I hope we're not doing this with like your little kids in the room, but definitely check out the 2016 Hater's Guide to the Williams-Sonoma Catalog on Deadspin. It gets even funnier.
All right, so last year there was a really awesome op-ed piece.
In the Times.
Yeah, right. In the Times on Sunday. On Sunday. And it was called Gwyneth's Gift Guide. And of course, we're talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. And it was basically mocking her site Goop, right? In terms of like what she does for her gift guide.
And now some of her gifts aren't bad. I will say every so often Goop and Cool Mom Picks have a couple similar picks. However, ours are usually in the under $50 range, not the over $30,000 range like hers.
Yeah, or like as this article kind of mocks, like the $8 million range. They're like, here, I've compiled my favorite buys for every type of person, whether you want to spend $7.9 million or $8 million. We've got the right gift for you.
It's like total schadenfreude. It's just like, let's make fun of people with money and we'll feel better.
Yeah. So what was your favorite?
Oh, the candle masseuse.
That's a good one.
Candle masseuse, $197 per hour. And the description is, this moderately priced candle masseuse will massage your candles, votive or taper, for a clearer, more intense burn. Why not treat your candles to a little holiday cheer? So these are not real gifts from her guide. These are just like a parody of what you might see there. Oh. What's your favorite?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you have to go with the floor-length jean shorts for $4,415.
Floor-length?
She says, as if jorts couldn't get more stylish. A bit pricey, but you're paying for the detail. The seamstresses who make these fashion essentials have painstakingly pulled out the seams of jorts to create an entirely new kind of pant. One that stretches down to the floor, a.k.a. jeans. That's
okay,
awesome.
Here's one more I really like. The Free Range Dream Catcher, 418 to 523. Did you know that the human body is 70% dreams?
God.
Most dream catchers sequester a dream until it's cramped and broken like a calf. For real. This dream catcher, made from organic, non-GMO wheats and berries, allows the dream to roam free until the moment of humane confinement. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Dreams, PETD, gave it 3 Z's up.
3 Z's up? Oh, that's very
like,
clever.
Sleep. I know. Anyway, this is pretty
This is awesome.
Awesome.
And Liz, I have to say, the yoga mat at the bottom is the best. It says yoga mat market price around $106 million. And all it says is, this yoga mat is made out of a Picasso. So awesome.
That's so great. I had totally forgotten about that from last
Me
year.
Me too. You know, I read it and I think I had a hearty laugh, and then 2016 happened.
Well, this is why we were trying to help everybody laugh. So another place I always go if I just need a little humor is McSweeney's.
Yes.
I've loved them forever and ever and ever, despite the fact that I submitted one funny listicle once to them and they rejected it. I still read it.
Well, we had Wendy Ahrens on, who actually wrote for Cool Mom Picks. She did a guest post and she was on the podcast. So it's kind of like 3 degrees from McSweeney's. It's basically like we had something published there, Liz.
Well, they have something. This goes back to 2009, but it's so funny and it pops up every year in my feed. It's The 12 Days of Christmas by Colin Nisson. And it's written like someone reacting to receiving all the gifts on the 12 Days of Christmas. So day one, it says, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Such a thoughtful gift. She knows how much I love fruit. She also knows my building's pretty strict about pets. So the bird threw me a little, but he is a cute little guy. And then by 3 and 4, it says, on the 3rd and 4th day of Christmas, she gave me 3 French hens and 4 calling birds. Funny, I don't remember telling her my dream was to one day open a chapter of the Audubon Society. Jesus, you know what would have been nice? Some birdseed. I'm all out of saltines and things are starting to get weird in here. And then by 8, I love this. 8 maids of milking, right?
Yeah.
So he says, I'd like to give you the benefit of the doubt on this one in case you ordered these 8 maids of milking online and there was some confusion. But just to clarify, there are 8 middle-aged women wearing bonnets in my apartment right now. And they each brought a cow. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? They're all here in my studio apartment. And judging from the size of their suitcases, they aren't leaving anytime soon.
Oh, so clever. This is really,
really
clever.
He is a clever writer. That's why he got published on McSweeney's and not us.
Oh, now. We are clever, too. For what it's worth, we're really good at reading other people's funny stuff.
I'd say so.
That should mean something, shouldn't it?
We should have a podcast. So what's the last thing we want to share? Give everybody a little holiday cheer.
So we are staunchly on team No Way in Hell, Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Is that what you would call it, Liz?
No elf.
No elf. No elf. But we know that there are people that are. And then we know there are people that do it just because they want to be funny and maybe go viral on the internet.
What? Nobody even does that these days. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Do you think? Is that over? Is that so?
Instagram 2015? Or it didn't happen.
So anyway, we dug up this post on aplus.com and it's 25 pics of the elf on the shelf being very naughty. And yeah, these are not, some of them are not safe for work, but they're hilarious. People are so funny. Oh my God, the image of the elf squatting on a table with a Hershey Kiss cookie under his butt.
Oh my God. That's so gross. There's another one similarly where he's standing on a glass and it looks like he's peeing. They use some kind of thread in an arc shape, yellow thread. So it looks like he's peeing into a martini glass.
I mean, some of them aren't really dirty. They're actually pretty clever. Like they've got one where he's like holding a hairdryer over like a Frosty the Snowman doll.
Like threatening the snowman.
Yes, which is like pretty clever.
And then I love the Miley one where he's leaning back and swinging on an ornament with his legs spread. And the ornament says wrecking ball.
Oh my God. Scroll down to number 18.
Okay.
He's totally wiping his butt with a toothbrush.
And the pose is perfect.
Oh my
gosh. These are funny.
These are really funny.
Oh my God. Number 22.
Okay, let me see.
Don't hate the game. He's playing strip poker with 2 naked Barbies and they pixelated out their bodies. These are good.
Oh, people.
Okay, so anyway, these are also not safe for kids, but if you need to just laugh on your own, we'll post that link on Cool Mom Picks and you can find all of this. And hey, if you guys have found something funny
yes.
that's making you laugh on the internet, like a great post, an awesome parody, a meme that's going around, share it with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Cool Mom Picks. You can find us on Twitter, also at Cool Mom Picks. Use the hashtag Spawned Show because we can use more laughs.
Yes, please. Or if you know what, if you want to just laugh with us in private, you can drop us an email, spawned@coolmompicks.com. All right, well, we'll be back with our cool picks of the week after this.
So, Kristen, I am so happy Bitsbox is back as a sponsor, as our frequent listeners will know, because as we're sitting here talking about last-minute gift ideas, this is a great one for kids.
And it's full of good stuff that actually teaches kids how to code. So if you subscribe, kids get super cards and cool activities in the mail, and then they can hop over to the Bitsbox website. And if folks saw our Facebook Live that I did with my 9-year-old son, we actually have it linked up on our site. He showed off all the apps that he made They work not only on your computer, but you can load them up on your phone or tablet.
He even demonstrated the now infamous Obama burping app that he made. He made it like by himself and it works on the computer. It's super cool.
Yeah.
Check out the live Facebook page because it's really cool to see in person.
It is helpful to know what you're getting into, which is a whole bunch of awesome. They actually have three different kinds of subscriptions. So you can get the digital subscription, which is great if you're looking for friends or family that are international and it's hard to send them an actual gift. You can send this.
Ah, smart.
Yeah. And then you've got what I love, the deluxe box, which has activities. It's a little giftier. It's got puzzles and tattoos and all kinds of good stuff, plus everything they need to learn how to code. And hey, Spawned listeners, you can save 20% on a Bitsbox subscription, any one of them, if you go to bitsbox.com/coolmom and you use the code coolmom at checkout.
It's a great last minute gift, especially if you've got kids you're shopping for who don't live nearby, because they can get a notification in the mail and then they have a gift to look forward to. Now it's time for
Cool Picks of the Week! Cool Picks of the Week!
So, Kristen, I'm interested to hear what your pick is because it's getting a little late for gifts.
Yeah, it is getting a little late for gifts. And I'm not one to, you know, keep holding the whole it's last minute shopping, because I feel like we've been hearing that for like, I don't know, weeks now, but it truly is last minute. So I'm going to bypass gifts, Liz, and I'm going to food.
Yeah.
It's never too late for food.
I'm all for food.
And so over on Cool Mom Eats, there's a great post that's got 10 awesome holiday recipes that you can make in your slow cooker. Or your Instant Pot.
You are determined to make me get an Instant Pot this year.
I am,
you?
And I haven't even used one. So that will be my true power, Liz, is that if you buy one without me actually having used it yet. Mine's still sitting in the box over by my closet. I'm a little intimidated, I have to be honest with you.
Well, between you and Stacey and the 8 million Instant Pot viral things going around the internet, I'm like, I know I don't cook, but I need one of these appliances.
Okay, so Lisa... added us. Lisa is our sponsorship director. She added us. No, she didn't add you. Lucky you. She added me to the Instant Pot community on Facebook. Liz, there are over 200,000 people in this community. And some of it is really awesome. And some of it is really scary. I saw people make lotion soaps in their Instant Pot. So you, it's like, you know.
And then like cooking it after? How can that be helpful? First, make sure the lye is all out before you start pouring in the stock for the broth.
And then there's this one of these people making tamales. They're using their counter. It was a little...
But are there good recipes too? Like, does it inspire you to get an Instapot?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And so there are some odd things and then there are some really awesome things. So anyway, Stacey loves it. I mean, you can cook frozen meat to cooked meat in like 15 minutes because I always forget to defrost.
Oh, me too.
That'll be on my gravestone, Liz. She forgot to defrost the meat.
Yeah, we keep the chicken in the freezer so long and then we're like, oh shoot, we didn't defrost it. We'll just have to like order in.
At least you have weapons if anyone breaks into your house. You don't need a baseball bat. You can just kill intruders with your frozen chicken. Anyway, so listen, we've got 10 awesome recipes. If you have a slow cooker, that works. But seriously, if you're an Instant Pot fan or you're like me and you're on the fence or you're like Liz and you're afraid, but you kind of are a little curious.
I am.
Go over to Cool Mom Eats. We'll link it up on our page and it'll get you through the holidays because what's great is it's not a lot of cleanup. It's one pot. You're not doing a ton of prep and then you can put the stuff in the pot and then you can go hide and read all these funny things when you're trying to hide from your in-laws. It's perfect.
Well, actually, mine also is a bit about not a lot of cleanup. So Georgette Gilmore, one of our writers, she did a fantastic roundup this week on creative holiday gift wrap ideas.
Yes.
And I really like this because I'm like a terrible gift wrapper and my stepmother's like the best gift wrapper. And it's always so obvious like which of her gifts are under the tree and which are mine because hers look like they were professionally done at Harvey Bendel's and mine look like my kids did them, even though I did. So I really like these because a lot of them are really no mess and easy. And they show you like how to use a t-shirt or a sweater.
A sweater?
It's a recycled sweater gift bag. And I know this requires being a little crafty, but mostly it's a DIY from a site called A Homemade Living, where she has simple instructions to kind of sew up an old sweater and turn it into, it looks like a wine bag. It's great.
That's cool.
Or there's like some printable gift wraps that are really cool. We always use printable gift tags every year. There's so many great free ones on the
net. Yeah, we don't ever buy them. We just print them
out. Yeah, we get good tags and print them out and then they all look pretty. There's washi tape gift wrap that looks really pretty and all it uses is brown boxes and craft paper.
You know what I used to do with my kids is all that, you know, that packing paper that you get in the boxes, the long reams of like, like brown paper. I would actually have my kids do like stamps on them.
That's great.
You know, color on them, and they can make their own wrapping paper. Because I don't know, like my kids, they just don't care. It's they just want to rip through stuff. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just wrap it up with stuff, and then like maybe a little bit we're saving the earth. Now, Liz, the question is, do we have any wrapping ideas that use shotgun shells?
I'm sure you could just use a few small ones and make a miniature wreath to strap on instead of a bow for your favorite bullet-loving friend or family member.
Or you could assign colors. So, like, you're the yellow shotgun shell this year.
Yeah, we do have a color your own wrapping paper, which is really cool.
I thought you were going to say we do have your color your own shotgun shell.
Well, I was going to say it features ornaments, but, you know, maybe somebody could make one that features, like, pictures of different kinds of guns and ammunition.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who would enjoy that.
I'm not crafty enough. But well, anyway, this is a great post, and we'll put it up on our podcast page. So if you guys are doing, you're listening to Spawned, you're laughing, hopefully, and you're doing some last-minute wrapping, we can help.
Yes, we are here to help. That's what we're here for. And by the way, if you are looking for last-minute gift ideas, gift wrap ideas, things you can send by mail, cards that you can send digitally because you forgot to send them out, visit Cool Mom Picks and Cool Mom Tech because we've got you covered for all that stuff. We, too, are very late with always sending out our stuff. We spend so much time looking for gifts for all of our readers. So visit the sites and maybe we can help you there, too.
Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Spawned.
And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you're celebrating, we hope it's a great one.
Huge thanks to our engineer, John Bowen, and thanks to you, listeners, for all your emails and tweets and comments. We really, really appreciate it. And you know what?
What?
If people want to give us a last-minute Christmas gift, speaking of last-minute gifts, maybe they'll leave us a review on iTunes.
That would be great. 5-star review. What could be a better Christmas gift for two women you love like sisters? And it doesn't even cost you any money.
Seriously, $0. And hey, listen, make sure to subscribe. In fact, you can do it right now on your phone if you're listening to us. Hit that subscribe button and be sure to download our episodes. And hey, guess what? Stay tuned. We will be back next week with our last episode of 2016. And we promise we will not be setting things on fire. Okay, maybe not. Maybe we will set some things on fire.
Maybe it'll be the Donald Trump looking Ron Weasley ornament. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to Spawn. This is Kristen.
And this is Liz. Have a great day.
Bye.